Chapter 5. Prophecy, Inner Struggle, and Mission Compound Politics. Prophecy. Some of the Sahibs asked me, "Shall we send you to seminary? Will you go?" I laughed and said, "As if I would ever become a Christian preacher, yet in God's own purpose. A preacher is exactly what I was to become." Another of them even spoke a kind of prophecy over me. "One day you will become a great preacher, proclaiming the gospel," and indeed, that very prophecy came true. I read the Gospel of John hundreds of times over, and had the missionaries read it aloud to me as well, until I knew what was in every single chapter. But Jesus Christ was my Savior, not my Lord. I told myself I had no need of Christianity, and built up a whole theology to convince myself that I was not really opposed to Christ at all. I manufactured every kind of clever argument to keep Christ from entering my heart while still defending my own way of thinking. I told myself that even Jesus Christ's own words could not really be the words of God, believing in any God at all. I reasoned, amounted to the same thing. Why should there be any competition among the gods? Why argue over which God is greater? It's enough. I thought, if everyone simply agrees, they are all the same. I argued with the missionaries that changing one's religion was wrong. God has so many incarnations. I said, Jesus Christ is simply one incarnation among the rest, and that is as far as I would go. Yet the missionaries loved me so much that no matter how much I criticized them, they never once held it against me. I read many of the books they had with them, thinking that through them my own learning would grow. That I would ever accept Jesus and become a Christian was something I could not have imagined even in a dream. But God's purpose for me was altogether different. Missionaries had traveled thousands of miles, learned our language, and were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people here. Their dedication, I had to admit, was admirable. Every so often, a thought would occur to me. Why did they always stay out on the edges of the village? Among the lower castes? I could not understand it. If Jesus was Lord of all, I wanted to ask, why did they choose to live and work only among the lower castes? But I never asked that question of anyone. Inner struggle. An indescribable struggle began in me while I was living in Mahbubnagar. I had a close companionship with a missionary named H.J. Crane. He and I would spend hours together every single day discussing spiritual matters. My conversations with him turned out to be a great blessing to me. The most tangled truths of theology became as plain to me as something held in the palm of my hand. Whose fault was it? I must say a word here. I read the Bible meaning to catch it out in error. Instead, the Bible read me and caught the errors in me, as if the Bible were just an ordinary book. It is a scripture that came into being through the very breath of God. The word that goes out from the mouth of God gives life. It is a tool for spiritual surgery. Mission Compound Politics. I taught Telugu to every missionary there. I prepared them for their Telugu examinations. I taught them conversation and grammar. I taught them the whole substance of the Gospel of John and had them recite it back to me. We ourselves lived right there on the mission compound. On that compound, there would be one missionary, and around him, a handful of Christian families, a school, a church, a hospital. A number of satellite dependents would always be circling around the missionary. The politics of a mission compound are something nobody can ever quite get to the bottom of. Watching some people curry favor under the missionary shelter, jockeying for authority, carrying tales about one another to him, all of it looked like sheer confusion to me. And yet, in spite of all that, the Christian message had taken hold of my heart. I tried to understand the Christians themselves with sympathy. A missionary arriving from a foreign land would build himself a bungalow some distance outside the village. He would need workers, people for the cooking, people for the garden. And so a few families would settle down and make their homes on the compound. In time, teachers, nurses, and doctors working for the mission institutions would come to live on that same compound as well. I lived among them for a while.